All right, y'all, I know that when it comes to growing your business, there are so many options for education, for hiring things out, for somebody else to do it for you. And sometimes it's really confusing and it's overwhelming to think, oh my goodness, what should I do here? How should I grow here? What should I invest in? So today I'm going to break it down for you. Coaching, courses, or mastermind, things to consider for your next investment. I'm going to give you all the deets, hold nothing back as far as what my experiences are, what I think the pros and cons are, and how I try to make those decisions for myself, and sometimes when I've made maybe the wrong decisions. So listen in, and I want you to take these things into consideration as you plan out for your business growth and your lead generation this year. Hey there, fellow entrepreneur. Welcome to Simple SEO and Marketing with me, Faith Hannon. Do you want to grow your business with organic marketing and finally feel like you can understand SEO? Are you scouring the internet for how to get more website traffic, SEO for dummies, and how to market on Pinterest? Have you tried to grow your business with SEO and blogging only to get frustrated and quit because it's overwhelming and too time consuming? Been there. Hey, I'm Faith Hannon, Jesus lover, copywriter, blogger, wife, wrangler of tiny humans, and barrel racer. And let me tell you, I didn't have time to waste sorting through SEO and keyword strategies that either didn't work or were so over my head I couldn't understand them. I honestly thought that SEO and blogging only worked for people with a PhD in tech jargon and a whole team of employees. Until I learned these secrets. Good SEO strategies don't have to be complicated, and creating and marketing great content doesn't have to take more than a couple hours a week total. So pop in those earbuds, slam some coffee, and let's grow your business with simple organic marketing and a healthy dose of biblical encouragement along the way. Hey y'all, real quick before we jump into the content for today's podcast, I wanted to tell you about a sale because all the Lord's people love a good sale. And starting today through April 1st, I'm offering $50 off a 1 hour coaching call. And in 1 hour, y'all, you can walk away with knowing exactly what keywords you should be using in your page titles and H1 text for all of your main pages, and a blog strategy for the next 4 blogs that you need to write, including SEO click-friendly titles. And what this is gonna do is this is gonna set you up for success. I'm gonna take you by the hand and tell you, okay, this is the keyword you need, this is where you need to put it, and this is why. Because I want you to be able to grow further, faster, and reach the right people using your website SEO strategy. So starting today through April 1st, no, this isn't an April Fool's joke, use the code SADDLE in celebration of me getting back in the saddle off of maternity leave. That will save you $50. Remember, code is SADDLE. Starting today through April 1st, save you $50 off of a 1 hour coaching call. These will sell out because spots are limited, because I want to be a mom first and cuddle my babies and not spend all day every day on the phone with y'all. I love y'all, but I love my babies more. So we're going to jump into the podcast content for today. Don't forget, save $50 with the code SADDLE on a coaching call. So in my years in business, and honestly, for several years before I was really diving deep into running my online business and making good profit from it, I was taking courses. I've always loved to learn, and I'm somebody that I love reading books. I love learning. I love podcasts. I mean, I just have this, I don't want to say insatiable desire to learn, because I also like to put it into action, but I'm somebody that if there's a way to learn it and it's applicable, I'm excited to learn it for the most part. Time and energy, you know, are a factor there too. But I know as a business owner, there are things that I am, you know, I want to intentionally learn to grow my business, to get better, to do a better job of what I'm doing, or maybe tweak what I'm doing, or have better systems or processes or whatever. Like, running your own business, it's constantly learning, right? And in the online world and in the digital marketing space, there are so many amazing options of ways to learn or ways to get help. Now, this is not a comparison of the do-it-yourself or the done-for-you aspect of growing a digital business or growing your online presence. This episode is specifically intended to help you listen in and then learn and make decisions on whether you should invest in coaching, a course, or a mastermind. Okay. Now, I have done all three things and I have loved different aspects of all three things. Okay. But some things that I want you to consider for each of these things, and then I'm going to break down the pros and cons of each, are how specific are your needs, right? It doesn't matter, you know, which route you go necessarily, but I need you to think about how specific are your needs, how specific are your questions, okay? And then I want you to think about this. This is the second thing I want you to think about before we dive into the pros and cons of each, is what kind of learner are you in this area? Okay. Now, I'm not talking, are you overall a, you know, visual, auditory, or kinesthetic learner? I'm asking, what kind of learner are you in this area? Because we all have different strengths and weaknesses, right? None of us are the same good at all of the same things, right? Praise the Lord. I mean, we would be, how boring would life be and how boring would our world be as if we were all the same amount of good at all of the same things, right? But I remember specifically, like, I was one of those students in school. I got A's in all of the things. Don't hate me. I got A's in all of the things. But I had to work differently in different subjects. Like, I took calculus and I got a good grade in calculus, but I had to approach that differently to learn it versus language arts and drama and theater. I could take a different approach. And I didn't quite fully realize what I was doing then. But I want you to think through how you learn different things. Like, for, like, let's say you're trying to set up your, the back end of your website. Are you somebody that learns better by, you know, reading the things all the way through and then going and doing it? Or do you like to watch a YouTube video, pause it, do the thing, pause it, do the thing, pause it, do the thing? Can you listen to a podcast and learn the strategy behind it and then go take it and put your own spin on it? Like, whatever your needs are in business for your growth, I want you to think, what kind of a learner are you in this area, okay? And the third thing that I want you to ask before you go and make a plan is, do you want to know the strategy behind this type of marketing, behind this type of growth, behind this, you know, system or whatever? Or are you somebody that you're just like, take it and fix it for me, Jesus, please? Because if you're somebody that wants to know the strategy behind it, then investing in the education side of things is probably a great idea. If you're somebody that's like, take it and fix it for me, Jesus, I'd rather hire it out and just be done, then maybe you should just pause the education side of that and just hire a done-for-you service, right? Like, if you don't want to know how to build your own website, you're never going to need that, and you have the budget to hire it out, then hire it out, right? There are certain things in building an online business and growing an online business that they're more beneficial to learn the strategy behind it. And there's some that are just like, please take it and fix it. Just take it and fix it, right? All right. Now I'm going to break down the three different areas that I have for you. Coaching, all right? My definition of coaching is one-on-one, whether that one-on-one attention is, you know, for an hour or 2 hours or for 6 months, right? Coaching is one-on-one. Somebody has their eyeballs and their brain on my stuff and my stuff alone for that time period, okay? This is not a hopping on a call with 87,000 other people and hoping to raise your hand. Yes, you can kind of sort of get coaching in that, but that's not the same kind of like deep strategy, business growth kind of coaching, okay? So the benefits of coaching, and I'll just tell you, like, some of these I've seen for myself and a lot of these I've seen for my clients, okay? The benefits of coaching is that you truly get somebody's outside knowledge and outside perspective on your stuff and on your content and on your strategy. And honestly, for my business, coaching is one of my favorite things that I have done for myself to receive coaching, because sometimes we are really blind to our own strengths and our own weaknesses. But usually a coach will call out your strengths more so than your weaknesses, I feel like. Because sometimes we're so good at something and something comes so naturally to us that we don't even realize that it doesn't come naturally to other people. For example, I've had people in my life that they're so systematic and they're so good at coming up with, you know, time frames and systems and time management that they think everybody else can do that. And I'm like, no, not everybody can keep their dishes done 24/7. Like, not everybody knows exactly when they're going to be doing XYZ activities and has it mapped out for the next 6 months, right? And actually does those things, right? And for me, I thought that coming up with good SEO and implementing good SEO and working that into your copy, I just did that really naturally. I didn't realize that that was such a thing that I need to hone in on to help people with. I knew it was something people needed help with, but I didn't realize just how needed it is, because it's something that comes really naturally to me, the art and the science of that. And so having a coach kind of call that strength up and be like, hey, Faith, this is your secret sauce in case you're missing it. I was like, oh, that was pretty revolutionary to my business. Okay. Some of the cons of coaching, though, are prices per hour. Okay. And there can be some kind of sticker shock inducing feelings when you see somebody's price per hour. But when you consider how long that person has invested in learning that thing, it's worth it, usually. Not always. Some people's prices I don't necessarily agree with, and that's neither here nor there. But sometimes per hour coaching can feel like a big expense, because you're like, oh my gosh, I'm investing so many hundreds or thousands of dollars for an hour of this person's time. But if coaching can get you, if that like one insight can get you leaps and bounds ahead, then it might be worth it. Especially if it's truly this person's brain works in this very special way kind of thing, or if it's somebody that they have already seen the kind of success and the kind of growth that you want to see, and they can look back and like tell you, hey, these are the landmines that you're about to step on, right? Like, these are the things that you need to avoid, you know, that you can do better to see more success faster than I've seen it. That's part of probably one of my favorite aspects of coaching, is you're getting to glean from somebody's experience, like with their eyeballs on your life and your business. Okay. And honestly, just from a kingdom perspective, I think that coaching can be really beneficial, because it's more of, especially ongoing coaching, it's more of a mentorship. You know, it feels a lot more like discipleship in business, so to speak. So if you're somebody that you're like, hey, I just need some like discipleship in my business almost, then ongoing coaching from somebody who has established trust, who's going to pour into you, might be a really good investment. Ongoing business coaching is something that I offer on a very limited basis. But it is something that I offer. So if you're somebody that, like, Faith, I need you to help me through this and help me for the next 3 month minimum is what I ask, then go ahead and book a discovery call for that. That's one of the only things that I do a discovery call for, because if we're going to be working together long term, I want to make sure that we jive and that we're a good fit and that I can actually help you with whatever you need help with, right? Okay, the next type of learning that I want to go over is a course, right? So we're all familiar with courses. We've probably all purchased and gone through several of them. But typically, I'll just give you my definition of a course. A course is more like a self-paced, watch the video, read the stuff, and then do the thing on your own time, take action accordingly thing. I actually really love courses because it enables me to learn the whole strategy behind something. I actually sat down to try to think through all the courses that I've taken, and I was like, no, I probably don't want to do that. But courses are a great way to learn and see and implement and then be able to have that whole big picture and use it for your business. And depending on where you're at in your business, courses can be super helpful or super overwhelming. So one of the pros of courses is that you really learn a lot. But a con can be that courses can be very time consuming to get to the things that are worth the ROI in your business. And there's just a lot of courses that are, they might have more than you actually need, right? Like, because a lot of our businesses are very unique. Maybe you're not marketing on social media, right? And the course has a whole module on social media. So just make those decisions accordingly, right? Like, if you are not on social media, then maybe you can skip the social media part, right? But courses are a great way to learn and just kind of keep your brain fresh and growing. Just make sure that you allocate time in your schedule to actually consume the course and do the things that it teaches you. Otherwise, you're not going to get the results that you paid for, right? And then masterminds. So masterminds are kind of one of those things where it's like, I don't know, I feel like everybody has a different definition of a mastermind. And some people's definition of a mastermind is you have one person teaching and all the people in the room just listening, which is really more like just a conference, right? Some people's definition of a mastermind is everybody comes to the table and we all bring all of our skills and we all help each other out, okay? Some people's definition of a mastermind is we're all going through this content and then we're going to have a powwow about how we can use the content and then receive coaching from the leader, or, you know, it's just some mix thereof. But in general, masterminds are more of like a cohort, like everybody kind of gleaning from each other or getting access to a more high dollar coach at a lower rate. So I have been in a couple masterminds, and they, for the most part, were hugely beneficial to my business. But I was one of the masterminds that was most beneficial. It was for a very specific part of my business. It was not just like a general business growth mastermind. It was for something very specific in my business. And I think that that made the biggest impact to how beneficial it was for me. I've also been in other masterminds that were just like, hey, let's all meet and then talk once a month. And it just wasn't super beneficial for me, to be honest. And part of it is that in that mastermind, I was in a very different place in my business than a lot of the other people there. And so it just didn't really benefit me like I wish it would have. And in some situations, like, it's great to just, you can stay in those masterminds, those like group cohort masterminds, and just continue to pour into people. But you also have to weigh the time and the ROI, right? And I'm just at a place in my business and my time and with my family and my time management that I just don't have a whole lot of extra time to pour into things that there's not a whole lot of ROI for my business in. And so for me, masterminds need to be something that are very specific to where I'm at in my business, or I'm in a room with people who are way further on in their business than I'm going to be able to rub elbows with and actually have conversations with, because I ain't scared to ask questions, but I want to be investing my time into learning from somebody who is further down the track in business than I am. So there you have it. Those are the pros and cons of coaching, courses, or masterminds. In case you are unaware, we're reopening our coaching, our one-on-one coaching in my business starting in March, because I'm easing back in from maternity leave. In my coaching, in our one-hour coaching, you are going to get my eyeballs and brain and experience on your website to get you further down much faster than I did, and truly get that overarching strategy to get you a solid foundation for your website and your SEO. If you are somebody that you're really wanting the ongoing support of a Christian business coach, then go ahead and inquire about ongoing business coaching, because maybe that's a good fit for you. And truly, whatever path, whatever you choose to learn and grow for your business, I'm just excited that you are diving into that. I am a firm believer that, you know, as Christians, we should be on a constant track of growth, right? In our faith, like, we don't ever arrive. Like, we are taken from glory to glory to glory. And I do believe that that carries over for business and life as well. I believe that part of God's nature in us is seen when we try to be constantly growing, right? Like, as sons and daughters of God, we should be trying to look more and more like Jesus each and every day. And I believe that should carry over into our business and our lives as well. So I'm going to pray for y'all real quick, and then bless you and have a great rest of your week. Lord, I just thank you for, Lord, for my podcast pals. Lord, I ask that you would give them wisdom and discernment for their businesses. Lord, that you would help them to feel the weight, Lord, of this calling in their lives. Lord, that you would help them to see your goodness and your nature in and through what they do. Lord, that they would just get to see and feel how awesome it is to be partnered with you, the King of Kings, in bringing value to the marketplace. And Lord, I ask that you would help them to know who they need to connect with and learn from and who they don't. Lord, that you would give them clarity and peace in their decisions. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to build businesses, to glorify you and to bless people and help people come to know and serve you more, even in the marketplace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, y'all, chat with you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening in today. Hopefully this episode gave you some really tangible tips for better SEO and marketing to get more leads and more sales from your website. If it did, can I ask you a quick favor? Would you please share this episode with a friend and then just take 10 seconds and go leave a written review on Apple Podcasts? That is the very best way to help more Jesus-loving entrepreneurs scale their businesses so that they can help more people with their gifts and make an even bigger impact for the kingdom of God. And guess what? We now have a Facebook community where we can learn, hang out, and laugh. Go join the Facebook group now. It's linked in the show notes. And all the other things, courses, coaching, and copywriting can be found at my website, faithhannon.com. Until next time, God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.